Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. April 12th. Yesterday was the 11th. We had a live show. Anyhow, we're going to jump into this is back when I was working with Zenith Advanced Health Systems in Corvallis, Oregon. A lot of fun. And this is a day in the life of some of that. So we're going to open in a little discussion about the Great Pyramid and how it's supposed to work. If you'll like, this is a fun one. It's coming up here. Get her up, queued up, and away we go. Where's Dr. Bell at here? Oh, where are you, Dr. Bell? Are you coming soon? He's on there. He's just a little bit hidden.
The pyramids in Egypt are like Bibles sealed in stone, especially the Great Pyramid, to be opened by divine appointment, meaning that as you tune into yourself, you can tune into the imagination of the master builder of the Great
Dr. Bell.
And know that he knew that you would tune into him. Examples of that are the Great Pyramid. The pyramid means balance. Our pyramids balance the electricity of the body. The perfect temperature outside the human body is 68 degrees. The perfect temperature inside the Great Pyramid in the King's Chamber all the time is 68 degrees, whether it's hot, cold. Deserts, they have low humidity. Desert changes. Hot, cold, tremendous, vast temperature changes in a 24-hour period in the Arabian Desert, where the Great Pyramid is. Yet the King's Chamber, which is suspended above the ground, not an underground cavern, is always 68 degrees. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. I don't want to bore you with the details. This is Curlian photography. Another gentleman is already giving it, so I'm not even going to take his lecture. I'm just going to bypass it. Someday we'll talk about it. These were done by Thelma Moss. Here we're talking about the pyridome in my lecture. Here I'm showing the energies. There's a great misnomer about Christopher Hills in the pyramid that I must clarify. He talks about a pi rate, positive and negative green. Okay? It doesn't exist. When you take a plastic or an aluminum pyramid, plastic is toxic to the body because it produces positive ions. Positive ions destroy the body's ability to reproduce cells. Negative ions enhance the body's to reproduce cells. The body reproduces cells at a rate of 50 million per second. When you feel good, you're producing cells without interference. When you're feeling bad, something's throwing down the body's ability to reproduce cells. Because the old metabolism is where the feeling comes from when you get to the bottom line. Here we're showing the rays of the pyramid. Our pyramids are made out of titanium and precious metals that are all harmonious to the body, meaning that they're harmonious to wavelengths that stimulate the body. And we're showing in this bottom drawing on the right-hand corner the seven colors as they pertain to pyramid energy. The very bottom is violet, moving up into oranges, yellows, blues, greens, and reds. That's what that drawing represents. The rest of it is talking about the Oregon effect. We'll talk about some other kind. We don't need to know about blood tonight. But the pyramid has a dynamic effect on blood. As a matter of fact, looking at blood, one blood cell, which is hemoglobin, has four pyramids, strangely enough, in it. And that's what gives you the body's ability to pick up oxygen and give off CO2. And when you start putting your bodies full of stress and toxins and junk food and MST and MSG and all these other things that we do to ourselves, we destroy that configuration of the pyramid. And if you map it out, because it's really the carbon atom is one of four basic particles of the body. Oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, three gases, and the carbon atom. That's what the pyramid is. Okay? When we destroy that, we destroy the body's ability to pick up and give off oxygen. We become anemic. We become paranoid. We become shortening of the attention span. We react to stress, cannot assimilate B vitamins, start to get cancer, and we degrade ourselves. The idea is to keep hemoglobin in a nice, proper, geometric shape. That's what that diagram represents. I can go into it in great detail. Here we're showing that you breathe negative ions in, you attract opposites, positive energy. When you breathe positive ions in, which the atmosphere is rapidly becoming, you attract negative energy. That's all that diagram is all about. Here we're talking about the seven different endocrine glands in the body. You have seven endocrine glands in the body. Each one has seven different or more sets of hormones. These hormones enter the bloodstream and go to the brain and they give you individualized feelings, meaning that sexual hormones, sexual feelings. Energy is the adrenal. Motivation is vasopressin from the pituitary. Depression is pineal gland feeling, mainly an abnormal production of serotonin. The pyramids, depending on the types of metal, will stimulate, turn on, or turn off those glands like switches by different vibrations. The endocrine glands themselves work on vibration in the body. There we're looking at the pancreas. The pancreas is turned on by the note D or E. It's stimulated by Jupiter. It works on resonance. The colors that are shown stimulate that. The metals of copper and nickel will stimulate the pancreas. So you can see how and begin to get an understanding of how the metals in the pyramids will stimulate the different glands of the body. Now, remember when you talk about hormones, what is a hormone? A hormone is a mineral, an enzyme, a vitamin, and a protein combined, causing proteins to latch themselves together, forming peptides, polypeptides in the body, neuropeptides in the brain. These go to the brain and turn on the brain at different frequencies, which tune you into different levels of vibration, whether it's called physical plane, astral plane, or mental plane, or physical plane, emotional plane, mental feeling, whatever is comfortable for you to relate to, without violating the bonds of religion. The feeling is the same. That's what drugs do. Drugs will go in and replace hormones to give effects. And what we're doing now is we're altering time. Here we're looking at some subatomic particles. We aren't going to go into that tonight. That's a whole discussion in itself. Now here's Ralph Sierra. Okay, a little Ralph. How many of you know who Ralph Sierra is? Dr. Ralph Sierra, Puerto Rico, right? If you owned the Los Angeles Dodgers and your team had a bad trick knee and you had this guy on a $100,000 contract and he had a trick knee, he goes to Dr. Sierra, who uses Dr. Bell's and now Zenith Pyramid and his own magnetic therapy. That's Dr. Sierra. He's world renowned. Made many, many presentations before the U.S. Congress and the President. Okay? Super duper guy. I'm just throwing some stuff at you because we're through my lecture. Do people want to know about my background, okay? Well, my background is very simple. I started in the University of Michigan when I was 13 years old. Dr. Katz was my professor. Randolph Labs was the building I studied in for many years. So I learned nuclear physics well by the time I was 15. When I was 16 and a half years old, I was indoctrinated by the Air Force. And they had to play some games to get me in a little bit early because I was a year early going in. When I finally was in and recognized, this is where I went. This was early warning aircraft, radar. I was at squadron, I think it was 331. It was up at Point Arena Air Force Base. 3392 was the squadron. That's an FPS-6 radar on the left. That's an FPS-8 radar right there. That's a height set. That's a search set. And that's an FPS-35. That was the top. That radar in the middle was the top. That thing I had more secret clearances than you want to know about. And that's that right there. Sometimes my credentials are challenged. All right? That's an FPS-28 that we were building. We didn't go ahead and get it finished in that picture. Okay? That's where I was. I spent a lot of time there. You know what we used to look at? Flying saucers. Believe it or not. At Point Arena Air Force Station, which is south of here, the typical flying saucer would descend out to sea about 50 miles at the rate of 15,000 miles per hour to an altitude of approximately 5,000 miles per hour, and then it would accelerate horizontally across the ground at 5,000 miles an hour down the different meridians, the magnetic meridians of the Earth. Okay? I left that job to go to work at NASA. That's a photograph of the bird that I worked on. I sweated blood in there. I lived a long time in that silo. Behind it is a computer lab right down here. Right here. I can honestly say that there was a lot of politics involved. I was fired from that job. I was not honorably dismissed. I was fired from that job. And when I was fired from that job, a civil court action took place because I was fired because I was an employee of Rockwell, and I said, look, Rockwell is screwing the people. Somebody's going to get hurt here. This bird is not safe. Then in about 1966, Grissom and two other astronauts were killed on the Cape. My job was reinstated. I was honorably hired back to that job. I stayed there one day, took back pay for a year that I wasn't there, and walked from that job. That's my background. I took on 25,000 Rockwell employees and fried them all. And that's ego talking, but it was a hell of a lot of fun. I was a young kid. I didn't know any better. Now, what does this mean? Well, here is a picture. This is a computer enhancement of Viking 1 on Mars. Unfortunately, this is a NASA frame. If you fool around with a projector, you can get the NASA numbers. Okay? Here we're looking at both pyramids of Mars. NASA frame 35A72, 41.0 degrees latitude, 9.4 degrees longitude. That is a Martian pyramid. There's three of them in this one cluster. They're right here. One, two, three. Now, there were several theories. First of all, these were wind. This was formed by wind. But unfortunately, this over here did not, the background didn't match up to the pyramid. Let's blow that one up a little bit. Okay, there it is, blowing up a little bit. Pyramid. One face of the pyramid is here, one face of the pyramid is here, one face is here, one face of the pyramid here. It's 3 miles at the base, and it's 1 mile high, that pyramid. And it's aligned within 1 degree of magnetic north of Mars. Isn't that a coincidence? Our pyramid here is 2 degrees of magnetic north. Now, let's look at the Martian atmosphere for a moment. It's mostly carbon dioxide. Ooh, think about that. Carbon dioxide, how do you get a carbon dioxide atmosphere? When you destroy the ozone layer and the ultraviolet from the sun comes down and attracts the nucleic, destroys the nucleic acids of the life forms and basically fries them, which then releases the hydrogen into space, destroys the oxygen, leaves CO2. Maybe that's where we're going. Here's a civilization that built a pyramid just like we did. You want to see what that pyramid looks like at Martin sunset? Strange. Oh, that's a NASA photograph, ladies and gentlemen. Check that one out. At 7A12. Same pyramid at sunset. Now you tell me that there isn't a definite connection between esotericism and the physical. That's an esoteric freak out, isn't it? NASA doesn't know how to handle that one. Yeah, they backed off a whole lot. Mariner 4 was the first probe to Mars, followed by Mariner 9 and Viking 1. I'll back them up. At altitude, at more altitude. The only structure on Mars. I didn't do those. Something to think about, isn't it?
Dr. Bell concluded this special presentation with slides of a number of special projects that may be part of the Zenith system in the future. We join him again as he closes this late evening presentation.
I'm just showing you this tonight so that you can understand a little bit about me, where I'm coming from, what I've done in my life. I don't know where I'm going. That's all I got to say. Thank you. So I was thinking it's Sunday morning, and no, I'm not going to give you a sermon. I almost thought of that. You guys, I know what it is. We had all that Zenith sitting out there on the table. Listen to this crowd. I ate six of them this morning. People have been saying, Keith, you look kind of worn out. That's true. That's part of the program. I don't mind. I feel real strong. I want you to know that. And I really appreciate all those hugs that you guys have been giving me this morning. You gave me a lot of energy. There's a lot going on. We have a huge amount of growth happening in this company. It's really unusual.
Anyway, that was...
Essentially, the company is... It started with a dream, just like each of your own businesses, because the company is very similar.
And now we're going to change over. Thought you'd get a big kick out of that. We had a really enthusiastic group. Now we're going to put on a little deal that I did up in the Tesla Society. This is what I did for the Tesla Society.
This is the Extraordinary Science Radio Hour. Hello, everybody. J.W. McGinnis here, president of the International Tesla Society, and your host for the next hour as we interview some of the most fascinating, creative, and inventive people in the world today. People who care about you, people who care about the planet, people that are not satisfied with all of the gobbledygook that we occasionally get from the official sources in this country, government being one of them. At any rate, when we see something in science that doesn't add up, just can't come under close scrutiny, we're going to speak up about it. That gets into the ozone hole. It gets into a lot of different areas directly connected with our environment. When we see processes that are reckless and unsafe and are a threat to your very right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we're going to tell you about that, too. But we want you to become a member and start to enjoy our great magazine. It's called the Tesla Journal of Modern Science and Medicine. In that magazine, you'll find some of the most controversial articles, and we have a line on all of the frontline independent scientific developments worldwide. Nobody has a better touch on what's going on than what we do. And we want you, as a member, to enjoy all of the information that we have. By being a member, as I said, you get a magazine, but you also get our newsletter, which is a summary of what's going on in the society, where we're going, where we might be speaking, or what is our hamnet doing, or just all sorts of things. And then in addition to it, we have our member-to-member column in our members-only newsletter, and that is a way for you to resonate with other members worldwide. Yes, sir. If you've got a specific interest, we'll run an ad for you free. And if you're a member, you will be given the form that you need to fill out. It's very simple. You can do it on a postcard, actually. And just put down your name and contact information, your phone. All of that is up to you now. You do that voluntarily. We'd never disclose the name unless you want it disclosed. And in this case here, all I'm going to say is that this literature gets into the hands of our members and members alone. Now, occasionally they will pass it off, and that does happen. So there is always a reason or two to watch yourself as far as contact information is concerned. Addresses are probably better than phone numbers to get started. At any rate, send us what your special interests are. We'll publish that information, and then with the thousands of members worldwide, I'm sure that there's somebody that can maybe assist you or you can share some information with and help develop whatever the technology is that you're curious about, or maybe just become more informative about the particular technology that you're looking at. In any case, like I said, it's just $30 a year, and you can enroll right over the phone. Just give us a call, 800-397-0137. That number again, 800-397-0137. Give us a call today. Enroll, have your credit card ready, and if it's just a request for an information packet, kindly leave your name and address on the answer machine, and we will send one out to you. You don't have to call back. Believe me, it's checked daily, and twice a week we mail out those requests for information. So you'll never have to wait too long to get a response from us explaining what the Tesla Society is all about. Whew. Okay, I got all done with that. Now, I want to talk a little bit about my guest. My guest is Ms. Dr. Fred Bell. And Fred has a wide variety of interests and accomplishments and so forth. And some of the things that he's doing do go into a realm that we normally don't discuss too much about on this program. However, I can see there is a need for some people to get some of this information. Now, Fred Bell himself, he's out of Laguna Beach, California. He has had some extraterrestrial experience. He has written a great book. It's called Death of Ignorance. It's a book about New Age science. Actually, it's a book, it's got about 250 pages in here or so, or 300 pages. And the thing about it is that he addresses many of the issues that are not commonly addressed when we go into the, mainstream scientific circles. And what we are discovering more and more is that we've been lied to time and again. We've had him, telling us that it's a well-ordered universe, but now we, as we look deeper into what is going on, we're finding that there is chaos, and chaos is everywhere. And what this book will address are some of those subliminals, some of those areas that are not commonly understood by anybody. Now, if you're one of those types that has no time for, let's say, a new and fresh perspective, well, fine. But if you're really interested and want to know more about this here, then I want to get into this program with my guest, Dr. Fred Bell. And Fred is here online with me. And Fred, where does somebody really begin when they want to get into, let's say, the the extreme areas of new science? By that, I'm talking about people that they will claim that a mantra is very positive and affects them positively. Is there anything to that?
Right. Well, what I do is I have people divide science up into three categories, basically. And we look at it at three different levels. The bottom level, or the base of it, we call the biochemical experience, because we're dealing with the hard science as we've gotten to know it. When we deal with the body, because when we deal with consciousness, we're dealing with nutrients that go in the body, you know, vitamins, minerals, herbs, things that are put in the body. That's one level that we deal with it. Then we deal on an electrical level, because electricity is important as a precursor to the body functions and science functions. Without electricity, for example, none of your appliances would work. So we look at the electrical bodies of man, electrical bodies of the universe, you know, all the way from negative ionization to ionic transfers and cell digestive transfers of nutrients in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you mention mantras, we go up to my favorite area, which we call the science of electrical precursation,
mm-hmm.
or EPCs. And here is an area where you can, in a 24-hour time period, construct yourself a clock. And on one level, you could put stress and negative pollution and negative and positive pollution and chemicals and the full moon, which has an influence on the body because the body is 90% water. And then you can, on the positive side, put positive EPCs, or positive stimulus to the body, which are the opposite of stress, which would be relaxation, meditation, where the mantra is a pattern for meditation, positive foods, good music, negative ionization, wind blowing through the pine needles up there in lovely Colorado Springs, those kinds of things. So that's when you start looking at it from the stress, electrical, physical level, then you can digest things from the news, you can digest things from books, from television, conversations, and you can start to construct a map of how it all goes together. That's what I found works for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds, Fred, that you have invested a lot of time into research here. And one of the things are shapes that you address. And one of them, of course, that always comes up, and people are always asking questions, and they go, and they always have these stories, and sometimes there's so many stories you don't know whether to believe them or not, but I'm talking about the pyramid. We have people say, well, you know, take your razor blades and put them underneath a pyramid, and they'll get sharp. Well, I'll tell you what, I tried it with, you know, those Gillette...
Throw away.
Oh, you know, the double-bladed one. I'm trying to think of what the XL blade.
Yeah.
At any rate, I tried that. It's in a cartridge, but it really didn't work. So did I do something wrong?
First of all, the first patent, the pyramid patent, was 1929. It's called the Czechoslovakian patent issued to Carl Durbel. And it was even the Russian soldiers used to carry razor blade sharpeners as part of their, you know, attire when they went out in the field. It has to be, this was primarily the old type of blades, the old flat Gillette blades. Remember the old flat ones? That
yeah.
was the one that they used in
mm-hmm.
those days. And what did we find that the pyramid does in relationship to the blade is that there's microscopic particles or holes in the blade, and water is usually corrosive. And so what happens is, the pyramid, if you start with a blade at the right time, it removes the corrosiveness of the blade, and that, therefore it has a tendency to stay sharp, rather
mm-hmm.
than if you take a dull blade and try to get it sharp, it usually doesn't sharpen, you know. That's what we found in our
okay.
experimentation.
Now, does the pyramid have to meet a certain angular criteria?
Yeah, it does. The apex has to be 5% shorter than the base. That's the primary criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the case of the pyramids that we've been manufacturing for the last 20-some-odd years, we use the Wilhelm Reich orgone effect by using dissimilar metals, active and passive metals, to amplify the orgone effect that the pyramid produces.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have these kits that people can, what it looks like to me now, I don't know. I'm only looking at a picture, okay?
Right.
But I'm seeing this this pyramid structure that goes over a bed setup.
Right.
And it's the portamid with a capstone on it.
Right.
It looks like it's a brass tube, and then...
Well, it's made out of steel now. Oh, we make them out of steel.
Okay.
Because of the EPA clamping down on some of the manufacturers, we had to just... we weren't able to use some of the metals in the larger structures that we used to do.
Okay.
So now, due to EPA, what I call EPA corruption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll find a lot of that. But,
yeah.
Fred, just a point of interest here. Now, unless they don't have to buy the bed, all they have to buy is the pyramid itself, right?
Right. Now, the reason that we make that structure is to relieve the body of a certain form of stress at night. You ever, I don't know, you can ask your listeners out there, but I'm sure some of them, when they go to sleep at night, you ever get like, this is as you start to fall off to sleep, you get that jumping sensation where you jump?
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen to me.
Yeah, well, what happens is, the first 2 hours of sleep, the body's going into a hard detox, and this is, your body has 14 meridians that electricity is conducted through, and they work down through the kidney, the liver, and the gallbladder,
mm-hmm.
and some of the, cleansing organs. So the body needs to get, that's why sometimes if you wake up after only an hour's sleep, you find your body like sweating and that, because your body's in a detox mode. Well, when the body goes into detox mode, the spine releases all the pressure on it, and your spine actually loosens up. When your spine loosens up because you're relaxing by, because you're not overcoming gravity in that direction anymore, the electrical levels of the 72,000 major wires that come from the base of the brain down in through the entire spine,
mm-hmm.
these wires start conducting more electricity. The brain actually raises its energy by 80% during this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is you there's a lot of radiation in the air, planes flying overhead with equipment that measures the distance electronically to the ground, radar, taxi cabs, cellular phones. There's a whole host.
I don't even want to guess how much is coming down
well,
through
the
satellites.
Well, what happens is when your body is relaxing like this, this radiation penetrates your aura and it hurts your body's detox mode. So your body reacts by contracting the spine back, but the effect of the spine contracting causes you to have a falling mode because
mm-hmm.
it feels like you're falling. And so what happens is sleeping under the pyramid reverses this effect and takes it away so your body can detox and you can go into a normal mode of sleep. That's one of the things that sleeping in the pyramid does.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now, okay, so I call you up. I tell you I got a standard king-size bed. You know exactly what size to fit into this. And then the elevation on this here goes up to what, about 7-8 feet? Or,
yeah, here's the rule. The height is always two-thirds the base. So if you had a 10-foot base, you'd have about a 7-foot height.
Okay.
And if you were calling me about a king-size bed, I'd recommend a 9-foot pyramid. That works on... very well, and what we call the California King, which is the larger of the king-size family.
Okay, now I've got some listeners out there, and they may just want to get one, and I just want to pass out this 800 number that you have, so those that want to get a pyramid thing over your bed, and Fred, you're saying that this year is going to give you a positive effect in all aspects of your life, is that right?
Right, because what happens is after you've slept in it for a couple of hours, then you get normal, what I would call healthy sleep. Then your body goes into a rapid eye movement sleep mode,
mm-hmm.
in which your astral body comes out 13 feet of your physical body, and you go into a dream state.
Yeah.
So the pyramid also protects you in this state. So a lot of people that experience sleeping in the pyramid, after about a 90-day period normally, now because the first 90 days of sleeping in one, your body's going to give off a lot of stored poisons, and you might even find yourself getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning wondering what to do with yourself, thinking you have more energy. And what's really happening is your body is in a detox mode, and this produces nervous energy.
I see.
But after 90 days, when you go into that second mode of the way the pyramid works, you have extremely vivid, colorful, bright dreams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of fun starts then. Now, some
okay.
people won't be that toxic, you know. People up in Colorado probably have better air than we do down here in the L.A. Basin.
Well,
so.
That might be true. We don't have an abundance of it, but
yeah.
It's generally pretty clean. Folks, you're listening to the Extraordinary Science Radio Hour. J.W. McGinnis here. My guest is Dr. Fred Bell, and we're going to get a lot of discussion in some of the alternative fields here today. But I want to remind you that the upcoming 1997 Extraordinary Science Conference is on the way. As you know, we are limiting attendance to 400. We want you to enjoy the early bird special. You get a 15% discount by registering before March 31st. But then again, are you going to register in time to even have a seat to come? This is the biggest and it is the best alternative science conference in the world today. And the lineup that we have in the fields of energy and medicine and that is just incredible. Now, you've all heard Dr. Howard Haglund, that I had him on here. We talked about metabolic happiness. A lot of demand for his book. We still have his book. It's $14.95. Well, he's going to be here, and he is going to be talking about metabolic happiness, and he's going to be talking about your thyroid and so forth, some of those areas that we need more information on. Secondly, we have Tom Bearden. Tom Bearden is going to be coming. He's going to be talking about this free energy device. Now, as you all know, Tom has been working on this here for, oh, gee whiz, at least 3 or 4 years. Now, there have been some, revamped areas in the process of developing this free energy device, but Tom is going to be here, and he's going to talk about it. I want you to get out here and enjoy some time with Tom Bearden. You just cannot get enough of him once you are exposed to him. Then we have Dan Davidson, and Dan has, along with one of his other partners, has been working on anti-gravity, and he's probably been doing this now for about 25 years or more. I think Dan has probably come as far as anybody in the field today. Now, he's had a claim, and the claim is that he can reduce the weight of mass by 50%, and he's ready to back it up. He is bringing an actual working model, and you'll see it here at the 1997 Extraordinary Science Conference. Who else do we have? Well, an upcoming guest, Mr. Leonard Dorsett, and we're going to be talking about Supersteam, where it's going, and believe me, folks, this is going to revolutionize the production of energy. So you're going to want to listen to that upcoming interview, but Leonard is going to be here, and it's going to be coupled up not only the Supersteam device, but it'll be coupled up with a Tesla turbine, and that'll be coupled up with a generator. It's going to be one whale of a presentation. And then, of course, I got to talk about Jerry LeBan. Who makes a better turbine than Jerry? I don't know of anybody. And Jerry's going to be here. He'll be putting on a workshop. And for those people that want to sharpen up their ability in the field of turbine construction, well, this is definitely the time to get yourself registered. Now, don't forget, if you're a family member, you know, the second party comes, first party is $295. Second party, the spouse, comes in at $249. And then you deduct 15% off of that, so it pays to be a family member. And if you have a child, then knock another $50 off. It's a great time to be out here in Colorado Springs, where we have absolutely the best weather in the hemisphere at that time of the year. So you'll want to be here. We've worked out special discounts with the hotel, so you can get your reservations in. These are flat rates. That means you or up to three other people can all share a room. Save some expenses. These rooms are normally like about $140, $150 a night. We have negotiated them down to it's $85 or $89 per night. One whale of a discount. And then when you figure you're going to share a room with somebody, you can, you know, even do better there. The excitement continues to build. We have some other people that are coming to this conference that will literally knock your socks off. And then, of course, we have our poster room, and our poster room is better than what most conferences have as lead speakers, and we'll have a selection of people speaking in our poster room, and Dr. Fred Bell is just one of them that'll be here, and he'll be sharing with you some of the information he holds in the field of this new science, in a sense. We call it new science, but it's been around for centuries and centuries, but at least bringing more light onto it. So make your reservations today. And you can do that by giving us a call. Have your credit cards ready. Give us a call at 800-397-0137. And if there isn't anybody there to answer the phone, just kindly leave your number and just tell us, I want to get registered for the conference. It's a first-come, first-served basis. And we're going to tell you right now, it's still early, so we still got plenty of seating. But we don't know how long that's going to last because it's starting to pick up, folks. Okay? All right. Give us a call and come on out to the conference. I want to meet you myself, and you are going to see history made. You are going to see some devices that are literally free energy. And when you see this technology, it's just extraordinary. And for those people that have been wondering about George Wiseman, of course George is going to be here. And George is going to put on a couple of workshops. And is there anybody in the world that matches George in Brown's Gas? I don't think so. That's right. And George will also be having those Brown's Gas generators. They're available. And they'll be available through the society. And, of course, if you're a member, you will get a discount on the kits. Now, so far, what they're doing is they're starting at a base model, and that model will produce something like 1,100 cubic liters of Brown's Gas per hour. That's enough for about anybody, but that's the small one. Estimated cost, around $500. We'll have more on that later. But I want you to start thinking about joining the society, getting a lot of activity going in your area. And there's nothing I'd rather do than to come into your part of the country and see what kind of work you're up to. Let me see if you're, really who you say you are. And if you're doing something in a free energy mode, we want to get out there and support you and so forth. But we'd like to document you, too. So if you've got something that is of acute interest, it has something to do with energy or medicine or nutrition, hey, get a hold of me. And I'll make some sort of arrangement to see what you're doing. And this will be the last show that you'll be able to listen to where we will accept the last entries into the nominees that will be speaking at the upcoming conference. As I mentioned earlier, we've got about eight of them that are already, set to come. They're invited. We still have about another 12 more to go, and we've got them. I mean, we've got plenty of papers, but if you've got a paper, it's not too late. Get it out to me. Address it to my attention, J.W. McGinnis, Extraordinary Science Conference, Post Office Box 5636, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80931. Get me your paper. I want to read it and maybe invite you to this conference, the best conference in the United States or the world, for that matter. All right. We're talking with Dr. Fred Bell, and we're talking about new perspectives in the alternative fields of science. And Dr. Bell, we've been talking about, a lot of the things that we're dealing with. We are electric, and consequently, we respond to electricity. You have talked about ergonomics and so forth, but there are certain resonant frequencies that, if we're exposed to them, they can cause us a lot of problems, can't they?
Yeah, let me explain about that. If you were to draw a mental block of how the body systems work, first the body, of course, is DNA, and then immediately the DNA forms minerals in the body. The body is 5% minerals, but the 5% minerals, which is the science of homeopathy, controls 95% of metabolic functions. So then the minerals go into enzymes, the enzymes go into vitamins, and we define vitamins. Even though there are many different types of vitamins, we find that there are seven basic frequencies that vitamins fall in. For example, vitamin C would fall in on a color of green, because we assign colors, like colors of the rainbow, to those seven frequencies. And
mm-hmm.
We find that vitamin is the first unit of biochemistry that possesses light. So the body, that's why vitamins come in a dark bottle, by the way, because the light that goes into them, the photon energy that they release into the cells of the body, which becomes cellular ATP, is released. So we
mm-hmm.
go from minerals to enzymes to vitamins to proteins to peptides to hormones. And the hormone is the first thing in that chain that's biochemically described as the first unit of biochemistry that possesses consciousness. The
mm-hmm.
hormones then go into the endocrine glands, of which there are seven of those. Once again, seven endocrine glands are responding to seven different levels of consciousness in the body. And then they go from there up into the brain. When they get up in the brain switches. The brain is like a switch. It's got two types of switches. One is called a synapses. One is called a receptor. And that switch is normally open. And when the hormone comes along, it closes it, causing electricity in the brain to function and send electricity pulses down through the spinal cord. We have a second kind of a switch in the brain called the effector, which is a normally closed switch. When the hormone comes along, it opens it and stops the flow of electricity through the body. So this turning and off and turning on of these electrical frequencies in the brain and sending this down through the 72,000 major wires in the body creates a vibratory frequency, or the human aura, of which all the organs are centered around. And what happens is, when you have things like ELF, extremely low frequency, which is put out by different governments of the world,
mm-hmm.
it upsets the basic biochemical chain of the mineral to the hormone syndrome, creating hormones down there that are negative, or they're going to create negative factors of consciousness. A good example is a study I did out here with the freeway shootings in Los Angeles a number of years ago. We found that people driving down these freeways for 2-3 hours a day, going to and fro from work for 10 years at a time, started having genetic damage in the area of the brain called pituitary gland, which has a hormone in it called vasopressin. Mm-hmm. And when they had inadequate amounts of vasopressin in the brain, it would cause anger and frustration to release rather than euphoric and creativity, which vasopressin normally creates within the brain. So when you start studying these effects of these outside effects, they start creating havoc in the whole endocrine system and the whole hormonal system. And then later on, it goes to a disease condition where we create free radicals or free electrons within the cells, mm-hmm. which is then called cellular destruction. And then, of course, there are definite frequencies, pro and con, all the way through the entire body system, which are divided into frequencies called the beta, alpha, delta, theta spectrum.
Okay, now we've got a lot of tools at our disposal
right.
to take a look at our bodies and see what could be functioning or malfunctioning within it. One of the ones that is very popular that I see a lot are these Curlian photography booths. I'm sure you've...
Right, I wrote in The Death of Ignorance, that book that we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
I was one of the first people after S.D. Curlian, the Russian scientist that pretty much discovered it and brought it to the Western world. I was one of the first researchers to do intensive work with thousands of people
mm-hmm.
to find the different colors of the auras and how they shifted and what would be physiological results and ramifications.
And these colors, they tell us a lot, don't they?
Yeah, because you're looking, basically, the body is made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon, being the pyramid-shaped molecule or atom.
Yeah.
And the hydrogen atom is the one that we really have to work with, which, of course, you being a scientist know all about, you know, the importance of the hydrogen atom in quantum mechanics, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is the hydrogen atom is polarized, and it changes color daily in the human body.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start interfering with the color frequencies of the hydrogen atom, you completely destroy the rest of the cells of the body.
Right.
And it's very quick, too, because people don't realize that, you know.
Is there, Dr. Bell, a way to rejuvenate the body at all?
There's thousands of ways of doing it. We have a device called the nuclear receptor that we produce
mm-hmm.
that will muscle test the individual over the phone to find out what color frequency in the hydrogen atom they're weak in.
Okay, so we do a kinesiology
right.
with a prospective person that's going to get this.
Right.
And after getting that information, then you're able to determine just, the frequencies and so forth that are innate in producing the shield.
Right. See, what happens, the body cells reproduce at the rate of 50 million per second, and the entire mm-hmm. body reproduces itself from a 90-day period, which is the red blood cell part of the body, to
mm-hmm.
the bone structure, which is 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we go in and we find out what area of the body. Let's say that you tested weak in the color green.
Yeah.
Well, the organ that's affecting you right away would be the thyroid gland because it works on a green frequency, and the vitamin you would need to take would be one related. That would be vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
So we would use an emerald stone, a gemstone in the nuclear receptor as a filter, and we would send the proper frequencies down into the DNA of the body to correct the shift of the green in the body. And every body part has, of course, a color.
Okay, we're going to be back with more of the Extraordinary Science Radio Hour. We're going to take a short break here. This is J.W. McGinnis for the International Tesla Society, and I invite you to give us a call at 800-397-0137. Give us a call. Give us your name and address. We'll send you out a free information packet, or better yet, skip through all of the baloney. Become a member right away of the world's fastest and largest independent science organization. Fastest growing is what I meant to say there. And you can do it very simply by giving us a call at 800-397-0137. We want to hear from you. Love to see you out here at the conference. It's going to be the best and hottest summer yet, so come on out. Right now, we're going to take a break. We'll be back shortly with more of the Extraordinary Science Radio Hour. Keep your seatbelt fastened for more of Extraordinary Science.
Well, that was fun. Kind of ends the program, so... Till next week, have a great rest of the evening.